This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
GMO, chemtrails, deadly vaccines, all of it. Fluoride hits all of us. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Asian, purple polka dot. That's why they want us all fighting with each other over mindless race issues. Starbucks employees to now discuss race relations with customers. See, everything's now sensitivity training, brainwashing. That article's up on Infowars.com. That's what this is. It's just a full takeover to make us obsessed with fighting with each other and freaking out like mental patients while the mega banks rob the country. Joyce, I want to finish up in this segment on the whole Montel Williams vets thing, and I want to get your take on Russia in the next segment. But putting bookends on this, you know, it's not just him. It's all these other mainstream media people, but the mainstream media is dying. Don't they understand that their establishment lapdog behavior is the reason people are deserting them and the new media is rising?
I don't know if they understand that or not, but I know they know that their goal and their job is to tear down people like you and me. I mean, these are like assignments with them. A guy named Fomento, Mike Fomento, had the assignment to tear me down. And he would come on the air and do radio shows and say comments like, oh, her bra straps must just be too tight. I mean, those were the kinds of comments that he would make based on the fact that it was his job to tear me down in any way, shape, or form. They put out information that I'd never been in the military, wasn't a nurse. You know, the kinds of things that are ridiculous to do that anybody's going to see through if they check it out. But if they don't check it out, then they're going to go away with the idea that, oh, gee, she wasn't a nurse, she's just a phony. But yet, everything, nearly everything that I have said has turned out to be accurate. Absolutely, almost everything. I mean, without a doubt, the information that I put out in 96 is accurate today. So it doesn't make any difference. I mean, I don't let those people bother me, but because they do it all the time, and they will attack us, and they will try to make us look bad. But when they came to the things that they said about you, I thought, no, I cannot let this stand. That is wrong. I mean, I may disagree with you on some things, but there are some things that we have to come together on, and we have to support each other for. And that is that you're not the things that he says. You are not creating the events that they say you're creating. And in fact, it is other people that are at fault for not taking action and coming to the aid of the American people on these things, such as the veterans or such as whatever happens on the Second Amendment. They're not coming to the aid of us. And therefore, when people like you and me do, and everybody else on Genesis, then we're the bad guys. We are, quote unquote, with, you know, air quotes, bad guys. So, I mean, I don't have anything to lose now. And I would say to Montel Williams, everything I'm saying, I would say to his face right now, how dare you? How dare you go after somebody like Alex who is telling the truth about depleted uranium and about the veterans issues when you wouldn't even stand up and you wouldn't do it yourself? And now you want to find some other crazy issues that you're attacking him for? I mean, I do have to credit I think Jakari Jackson did a great job in doing a piece for you. I really liked looking at that one. And if they don't want to deal with the real issues, then it's going to become very apparent that attacking Alex or me is just something that they are paid to do. They have got to be paid to do because he has more things to do with his time than attack you and me. You know, he was with Payday Loans, you know, the money, Money Mutual Payday Loans. I would have never been involved with anything like that because, of course,
yeah, there's nothing seedier than payday loans and all that stuff.
And look who's out there doing it. It's the veterans. It's the poor vets who can't get their disability compensation for nine months to 2 years after leaving the military.
That's
they
right.
They can't, and they're going there. And I would not be a party to that.
All right, let's talk about geopolitics and what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole, Joyce. I asked you that question earlier. We got into Montel, the Russian situation, geopolitics, and where you think it all ends and where humanity's going. Joyce O'Reilly, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're listening in Austin, get downtown and support Joe Biggs, Donald McRonald.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's the day worship will be gone.
Demons in the New World Order, and one of Beelzebub's chief ringwraiths, Ronald McDonald, has met his match, his good mirror image, and that is Donald McRonald. And Joe, coming up in about 25 minutes, is there in front of the McDonald's compound on Red River Street by the convention center. So go out there and give him support, folks. We have seen some people going in with their cameras. What you do is you're not even so much covering Joe trying to get in. They refuse to let him into the free food compound to ask questions. You go in now, normally dressed with your iPhone, and then you ask the employees, do you know what's in that? And you upload that. And that's how you get around what they're doing. And then you send us the YouTube video of that. We post it. And if it's the best one at the end of the week, I'll pick it. You win $1,000, second place $500, third place $100. Captain Joyce O'Reilly, founder of the Gulf War Vets Association, is our guest. And I really appreciate her coming on the show. We should all pray for her while she's battling cancer. She thinks she's doing a little bit better right now. Thank God. Shifting gears finally here in the minutes we have left with you. What is your take on Russia saying we were preparing tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. What is your take on ISIS, the Middle East, the whole world, financial collapse? I mean, those big issues. Where do you think the world's going, Joyce Riley?
Well, I think it's going to a financial collapse without a doubt. And I think that most of the people that we trust in the financial industry agree with that. There's something really wrong. Even Fox Business is now starting to talk about, is it going to go down now? Are we going to lose this? You know, 2008, what happened? And 1927, they're starting to kind of look at the other side. And I think that's without a doubt what is going to happen. Now, ISIS, we know that's a created group of people. It doesn't look like a war. Whenever they show it on CNN, it looks like a phony cartoon war that's taking place. The United States, we know, is supporting and aiding and abetting ISIS and making them what they are. So all of this stuff is a theater for the mind. All of this stuff is drama. All of this is wag the dog scenario. It's being created for the consumption of the people. So the more we talk about it and the more we express what we see is happening, the more power we're going to have. Let me talk in terms of what I think the answer is right now, because I only think there's one answer that we have. And if you have a better answer, please tell me, Alex, because I want to know. In the time that I might have left in my world or your world or anybody else's, what can we actually do? And I really believe that the work that the CSPOA has done, the Constitutional Sheriff's Group has done, has been more effective than anything else in garnering a number of sheriffs who have all come together under the direction of Sheriff Richard Mack and have made a huge difference, one sheriff at a time.
That's right.
Now, that might sound like, that's going to take too long. Well, talking to every person in this country and getting them to understand the truth is going to take a long time. That's what's going to take a long time. Let's get the sheriffs on board. And I want to say to everybody out there, if you have a better answer, Alex included, tell me what it is. Otherwise, I am financially supporting the CSPOA. And check out the website at CSPOA.org. Because look at this, Alex. We've got the best sheriff we could possibly have. He looks good, smells good, walks good, talks good. This guy is the real deal. He's never disappointed us. He and Sam Bushman that he works with have been phenomenal in what they have done. They are out there educating one sheriff at a time and supporting these sheriffs when they get in trouble with the federal government and backing them. And they're finding out it's the real deal. So we've
already got counties and it's states, real people realizing their power, the people not being enemies of their elected sheriffs, getting good people elected, and standing against this globalist takeover. It is so exciting. And, of course, we've sold his book and had him on many times promote that. And I think you're right. Local government, getting involved, saying no to the globalists, that is the answer. But also getting our hearts right with God.
Well, yeah, and he definitely talks in terms of that. But I think that literally in the person of Sheriff Mack, not to put it into any one person, but that organization where they are above reproach, they have another sheriff working, another law enforcement person working with him who is I just dearly love, and they are really the real deal. Okay, we've got the hard part. He's put together that organization, CSPOA. He goes around the country talking about it, supporting these sheriffs, bringing them into the fold. Now, they need money to do this. And to me, this is the best organization to support that I know of in this country at all right now.
Absolutely. Look at other sheriffs that are speaking up, like the sheriff in Milwaukee for the Second Amendment and things. That's the power of having good elected peace officers. And as that becomes popular and in fashion and sexy again, we can then influence the culture that right now the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center have been running, the nastiest, meanest anti-American groups, brainwashing and giving law enforcement awards. I mean, give me a break. That's basically George Soros, folks. They want to play us off against each other. Well, Joyce Riley, thank you so much for coming on with us. Look forward to having you on again soon. I'm glad you're feeling better, and we really appreciate you.
Let me just add one thing. With Sheriff Clark, that's on TV right now, he's a CSPOA member. That just shows you it works. So support CSPOA.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Absolutely. Thank you, Joyce. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Sheriff Clark up there in Milwaukee taking action. That is so exciting. And she's right. It's reaching out to people in government and corporations, you name it, and saying, hey, do you want to be good and not have GMO in your beer or in your butter? And they go, you know what? You're right. We'll do that. You've spoken. We'll do it. the butter might go up a cent in price. Or, hey, you don't want me to trample your rights and you're worried about where the country's going? You know what? Support me and I can do that. There's 1,000 different examples of this where we're really taking action, and these constitutional law enforcement organizations are excellent. Sheriff Max, excellent. We should get him back on soon. But also voting with our dollars, not eating GMO, not supporting the vaccine makers, exposing them, will break their backs. And that's what we're doing right now. And getting constitutionalists elected to state government so that we can shoot down these unconstitutional laws. I don't like Chris Christie. And I don't like some of these other big Republican neocon types, but I liked him a lot more when he came out and said, yeah, you shouldn't have to take a vaccine. Notice Rand Paul got criticized for just saying, hey, some of these are dangerous. You need to really read the inserts. Oh, you'd have thought he murdered somebody when he just said, you might want to read the inserts. You might want to look at what's in them. You might want to look at the side effects. And they said, he's anti-science. He said, no, I understand you can get inoculated and not get the disease, but he said, sometimes, you know, it has worse side effects than the cure. Well, it's worse than that. So for being moderately reality-based, Rand Paul got attacked because the globalists are in a bad position. Their positions are undefendable. That's why they say, don't like fluoride, you're a kook. And we're like, here's 25 Harvard studies, here's the BBC, here's AP, here's Reuters. I mean, it's actually in the news where it... eightfold bone cancer increase in men, threefold increase in women, degeneration of the liver, degeneration of the pancreas, degeneration of the kidneys, lowered IQs, destroying the thyroid. I mean, I just keep hammering fluoride because it's the elephant in the room where it's admitted. It's not even the good calcium fluoride that you eat a little bit of. You need that or you die. It's hydrofluorosilicic acid. We call it fluoride. It is souped up, amped up, chemical type of fluoride that is deadly. You one drop of it gets on the concrete at the water treatment center, it eats through like, you know, the blood from the alien in Aliens. It's so deadly. And speak of the devil, we sell things that we have researched and we believe in that are something you really need. It's a win-win-win. I would not morally sell something that you hear me, my voice, endorse. You'll hear stuff on radio stations or the network that I might endorse or might not. I just can't vouch for it all. But you hear me endorse something, I've researched it, I put my name on it, I believe in it, and I go for the best quality I can get, period. That's my commitment to you. When I started researching iodine about 4 or 5 years ago, I started taking the crappy type, I did feel better. I talked to a group, and he said, listen, I've been developing deep earth sources of this. Right now we've got the cleanest seaweed base in a palm oil that's organic, but we're going to be developing, and if you want to be involved in it, you have to jump through all these DEA hoops and stuff to get pure 99999. I mean, you speak about eating through the floor, it's another halogen. It's a blue gas, purple gas. Our stuff on paper turns purple blue, electric blue. The fake, it's not fake, it's just bound. So-called iodine turns red. Our nascent iodine X2 is red in the bottle, blue on paper, and it is from the pure deep earth crystals. Nobody else that we know of has this. We've had major competitors try to stop us from doing this. We ended up finding a better source. It's incredible how the Lord works. I made a wrong turn yesterday and ended up seeing the new Black Panther Party rally. It's now a national story. I was kind of mad making the wrong turn through traffic, and oh, then I caught that. Never know how the Lord works in mysterious ways, but the point is, we have just amazing, and what it's done for me, going in and grabbing the bad halogens, pulling them out, my energy, everything has just been amazing. Now, it varies person to person. Consult your physician first. You may detox after a few weeks when you're on it. It's the real deal. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing to it, just like our colloidal silver isn't a silver bullet, but it's called silver bullet. It's simply very low price, super high quality, 30 parts per million, made by the biggest lab in the United States that makes some of the biggest brands out there. And ours is just $10 less on average than what the leading competitor sells the exact same bottle for. I'll just tell you right now. So we sell the main brand that Whole Foods sells for less. So sometimes $15 less, sometimes $5 less. So they vary the prices on a 2 ounce bottle. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off. I almost forgot the big issue. 10% off everything, the T-shirts, the books, the films, the water filters, they're always 10% off, but that's still there. Even if something has a discount, too, like whether it's Survival Shield, whether it's DNA Force, 10% off on that on top of it. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire, this winter season is more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
I was going to go to at the bottom of the hour to Anthony Gucciardi, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, and crew. There's the police. They tried to tell us last year that they'd give us trespassing tickets for handing out magazines on city streets. And the zoning department said so. So we said, go ahead and do it. We're going to sue you. And because the law doesn't say that. And now the police are back saying that South By people have ordered them to do that. Anthony's there talking to the police right now. Let's go live to that a live feed with the police talking to him. So now he can't even be on the sidewalk in America. Pure bull. Everybody needs to go down there. Now I'm going to organize a big demonstration.
I'm going less than that. If you own, we will issue you a warning.
Okay.
And then if you do it again, then it obviously goes further than that. But right now, I'm not even giving you a warning. I'm just asking you politely. That way all of us can get along out here. You can do what you need to do. But
were those South By officials asking you to arrest us?
No. We don't have any interest in arresting anybody, okay?
We appreciate you guys working with us. Yeah. We just heard from a few people that were listening to the interaction that those South By individuals were asking you to arrest us.
Everybody's just trying to get along, okay? That's our job, okay? We don't want to arrest you, bro.
But they absolutely were. They were trying to say that we were trespassing and that we should be arrested immediately.
But as long as you don't create any violations of the law, which would be going inside there after being warned, or blocking the entrance or using the horn, you can say whatever you want to say. If y'all want to stand there and talk to people all day, please do. Okay, we're not going to...
Everybody else is allowed to have a bullhorn. Last year they said we couldn't be on the sidewalk, so now they backed off.
I'm going to let y'all fight the battle that you choose to fight, okay? But please be respectful of everybody and do what we need to do, okay?
Well, Alex, just to let you know, I can't receive your audio for whatever reason, but at the moment what just happened is there was some girls, these trendy girls over there. They were calling a bunch of people and telling the cops that you need to arrest these people immediately. We're with South By. But this is according to what I heard from five people that came up and told me, including this individual here. Let's talk to him. But they said arrest them immediately. So
and we do have InfoWarriors down there. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get the audience. It's breaking up. I hope you can hear me. You were saying those South By officials were saying to arrest us, correct?
Well, I overheard them talking about trespassing, possibly trespassing, and that's all I was hearing.
Which is funny because we're sitting here on a public sidewalk.
Yeah, it's really travesty that they were actually trying to stop them to use amplification, which is a fundamental constitutional right. So,
absolutely. And they were all sitting over there, huddled around that Jeep thing and basically calling over and over and over again, and everyone kept saying, well, you're going to get arrested. You better leave now.
Well, we need to get those InfoWarriors, Anthony, and I think I see your girlfriend over there, Anthony. We should send her in with a camera, a small iPhone, just to ask a question. Oh, who is this guy?
Who are you, sir? What's that? You learning about some McDonald's facts? What do you think?
Some good stuff. I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you like that? You like GMOs? You like yoga mat chemicals?
Love it.
Well, that's good.
I was just eating yoga mat for breakfast.
Well, that's great news. You're a great American. You are a great American, McDonald. Donald, are you a fan of this man?
A fan of who?
That individual right there. He's going to make sure that McDonald's keeps succeeding.
Hey, McDonald's is bad!
McDonald's is spreading the truth. And numerous times we actually did try to enter the event, but now what they're doing is they're ultra-screening it because they think everyone is with us because they actually are with us. They actually are on our side, and there were numerous people with their phones and their cameras.
Talk to some of the zombies coming out and ask them what they ate.
In fact, I paid someone $20 to get me a Big Mac, but they would not let them in, even though they had a pass. And all I want is a Big Mac.
And, of course, it was open to the public. Hardly anybody was in there. Now that folks actually want to go in to get the luscious Frankenfood, the basically one step up from wax food, but it's wax food's probably more nutritious, that this is happening.
Oh, yeah, I went in yesterday. I just walked in. I walked in with Rob Dew. We had a camera, and they said they didn't care, and they let us in. They said it's open to the public. We could film, do whatever we want. Obviously, they have now shut the entire place down because of yesterday.
Let's go to break and come back and talk to Donald McRonald, and then Rex Jones is there, and get my son's take on all this. Anthony, you can interview all of them when we come back from break. And, again, I want to thank all the InfoWarriors I see showing up, the T-shirts and folks. The key is go inside, order some of the slop, some of the free slop, and then just ask people what's in the McNuggets. Have you taken the plasticizer out, or get a malt or a shake and ask them? I say don't have malts, that'd be too delicious. Ask them, hey, does this still have the bovine growth hormone in it? Because you say sometime somewhere in the near future over the rainbow, you're going to take that stuff out of there. Anthony will continue to show the feed up on Infowars.com/show. I should add every segment. We're not just a radio show. We're the first radio broadcast, not just to video cams 12, 13 years ago, but to actually put in a full camera shoot. And so that's what we've been doing, and now it's a full TV studio with a crew and reporters, and it's really three- and four-dimensional for folks. Find the free feeds and pass them on to others at Infowars.com/show. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's
Big Brother
on the run.
Does not want folks
Alex
to know about
Jones
it.
And the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Stand by to engage live transmission.
Big Brother, mainstream media,
yeah.
Government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I have rethought my view on beards. And I'm going to talk about that after our guests leave us. And I'm not being sarcastic, remind me. I'm not against beards. My dad's had a beard a lot of my life. My uncle almost always has a beard, at least a mustache. It's a very male thing to do. It's natural. It's normal. It's that every trendy has them now. Basically, everyone has them. And it's weird to have anti-gun people with beards. So I guess liberals have been so emasculated and they drink so many estrogens and look so much like a woman, they've had their country taken, their freedom taken, their huevos taken, so they grow a beard to feel like they're a man. At least that's in the right direction. I don't have a beard because it's scratchy and I don't like it. But when I make a joke about beards or something, it's not, I'm not insulting 80% of men that have beards nowadays. It's just, it's fads themselves. But maybe that's a good fad, because I was thinking this morning, I always try to wear green on St. Paddy's Day, because I guess I've got some Irish on my dad's side of the family. Most people in Texas are part Irish, and I like Irish culture. And that's an old fad that came out of culture of people that were seen as second-class citizens saying, hey, I'm going to wear green on this day. I'm proud to be Irish. So I'm all for fads if they come from the people in the grassroots. The fad is the Second Amendment is getting very popular, and it's not going away. I don't like globalist fake culture. And South by Southwest is all about manufacturing that. I'm not just picking on McDonald's here, folks. I'm not against a chicken fried steak or a big cheeseburger if it's healthy bread and healthy beef and cheese. It's the GMO. We're not the Bloomberg crowd that wants to tax salt. They ignore all the GMO and then go after something, you know, unreasonable. Just like there's real environmental problems when they go after carbon dioxide that plants need. So this is how the globalists control things. McDonald's gives money, you can look it up, to open borders, anti-gun, globalism, fake feminist garbage. They are horrible. And their food is amongst some of the worst. And so that's, and Bill Gates is involved. And so that's why we're hammering this globalist organization. Pepsi, you know, uses fetal tissue for their flavor enhancers. I mean, I have to stand up against that. If you got stock in Pepsi, sorry. You know, I don't own money in prisons. I told you 15 years ago, buy that. It's only going to go up if you're evil. I won't be part of it. I won't buy money in, you know, drone companies because I know it's being used for evil. Now, you can make your own decisions, but that's all coming up. And I haven't mentioned all day, and I should have, this 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com on all the supplements, the T-shirts, the books, the films, the shortwave radios, just the hundreds and hundreds of great items, the survival seed banks, the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom, open pollinated seeds, just amazing, life-giving, fun stuff that funds our operation. It's 15% off on water right now with promo code WATER15. I forgot that. But everything else is 10% off, promo code at the end at checkout. Super. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this. It's only running until tomorrow at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, and your purchase helps us build up this operation and send reporters all over the world, not just all over the United States. Okay, building a people's-based, liberty-based, Americana-based media system, that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, and taking the culture back, that's what this broadcast is all about. Okay, let's now go back to the press conference where Joe Biggs is talking to children and others, warning about GMOs. He's has the alter ego now of Donald McRonald, the brother, and of course both of them are the sons of John Wayne Gacy, both Ronald McDonald, who follows after his father, and Donald McRonald, who's fighting John Wayne Gacy. And I mean, that is satire, McDonald's, you know that. Who knows? Let's just put John Wayne Gacy on screen, though, to remember that. Well, there is a likeness to Ronald McDonald. It probably is his father. Maybe Obama's father is really John Wayne Gacy, the famous serial killer with all the dead kids in his basement. No, I'm being sarcastic, but Obama does have a lot of dead kids under his belt funding ISIS in the Al-Qaeda incarnation. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs as Donald McRonald out there, and then we're going to talk to Anthony Gucciardi. Jakari can't talk to us. He's on camera doing a great job. I know that's exhausting. And then we're going to talk to Rex Jones, my son. So let's go to Joe Biggs, Donald McRonald. Donald McRonald, what are you doing?
Donald, give us your take on what's going on here.
Well, so far, the cops have come out here in record number, and they're trying to tell me that I can't be out here using the bullhorn telling people about GMOs. It's pretty crazy. All we're doing is educating the population out here about the bad additives and fillers that are in McDonald's food, and they come out here and harass us, and they said if we step foot on McDonald's property again, I'm going to go to jail.
You wouldn't do very well in jail, would you?
No, they wouldn't like me in there. Because I'll be spreading truth and knowledge.
All right, here we go. Rex. Rex is in.
Rex wants to give his take as well.
I'm Donald.
Ronald, why are you protesting against McDonald's landfill?
Well, because they have silicone breast implant fillers inside the chicken nuggets. They've got got Silly Putty. You've heard of that, right?
What's that?
What do you know about it?
I like to play with my food.
Yeah, but when you get older, you shouldn't be playing with stuff anymore. You should be eating good and healthy food.
I don't want to be a mutant like those people on the wall over there. Is that what happened to you, Ronald?
Well, yeah, I'm a bit of a mutant. You don't want to keep evolving into a mutated form with, like, three eyes and, like, extra arms?
I mean, like, how did you eat that food? Like,
well, Rex, you were saying earlier, he was standing over there, and he was saying, hey, look, even I know I don't want to eat this garbage. Tell us about that.
Well, obviously, it belongs in a trash can, because any ice cream or burger with three eyes and a mouth is not natural.
No, it's pretty simple, and we give these people these informational pamphlets here, which actually just say everything that's in the food in a very limited amount, which is admitted on McDonald's.com that they do use, in fact, the yoga mat chemicals. They do use high fructose corn syrup, which contains mercury. They do use, you know, MSG derivatives and aspartame derivatives. We'll be giving that to everyone, and mostly they've just been like, yes, we actually know about this. We shouldn't eat this. Wow, we're pretty terrible people.
I mean, it's, like, really disgusting. I just have one more thing to say. I'm not loving it at all. I'm hating it.
I'm not loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Spokesperson. Donald McRonald.
I'm the ethical twin brother. Hey, don't eat McDonald's. It's got poison inside.
You know, some guy also came up earlier. In fact, I think he's over there right now.
Oh, boy.
And he was saying, it was actually, I hope we could use it in the video. He was saying, well, you know, I know McDonald's is bad, but when I see Kobe Bryant make a dunk shot and then eat a burger, it makes me think it's acceptable and it's cool. He literally said that.
That person's on film. Moron under mind control.
Yes, exactly. But the sad thing is he represents a lot of people. Did you hear when we were talking about that, Rex, earlier?
Anthony, yeah. Anthony, hold on a second. We talk to Rex. I want to get you guys to give us a tour on the outside of House, like a concentration camp with barbed wire. And then these blob creatures that are their mascots that you can look like them, or at least your liver can, if you eat enough GMO and enough Silly Putty additive. Here we go. So they're basically telling you that space aliens eat this. Go ahead.
This is the left of the entrance. That truck right there is where the food is lovingly made, as in microwaved. There is barbed wire all around the compound till the very end. There is a truck right there with all of the food that they'll ever need for the next 6 years because of the preservatives. And here is the fence, and behind here you can see where they lovingly create this food, where they are loving it. Some individuals smoking cigarettes over here. Inside is the unattainable compound of the McNugget factory. But I wanted to show you the entrance as well, where we tried to enter, and we were able to enter yesterday, and we're thrown out and assaulted.
Those creatures on the side of the wall look like Fallujah babies, and I'm not being mean when I say that. They actually look like DU babies.
They are Fukushima children, but these are not the worst. I want to show you the true art. Before you walk in, here's the entrance here we're getting to, and I'll try to dictate it verbally as well. We're walking into the entrance surrounded by barbed wire, where they will not let you in. But then there are these creatures, representative of McDonald's. There is a skull at the bottom, as well as some weird Ronald McDonald stepchild or something that looks diseased and riddled with acne on its forehead and has a...
Well, it's skulls. It's skulls.
There's actually skulls at the bottom, yes, in front of the McDonald's.
Keep it on that, because we're going to Google DU babies Iraq and show folks how this is in our face. Because if you look at the blimped out babies, it's hellish, and I almost cry when I see it. That is actually what it does. In fact, that could be a McDonald's. Oh, my God. Look at that poor baby right there. The one looks like a sleaze stack. I mean, praise God that we're getting the word on this, but pray for these poor little babies. In fact, get it off screen. I can't even look at it. My God. Go up, because it looks like DU babies. I'm not kidding. The one on the side right there looks like a DU baby. I don't mean to be gross, folks. That's what's going on here. The other side's a DU baby. Go around. I mean, you understand the conspiracy, folks? They psychically have a rule. This is not the average McDonald's employees, but the higher-ups. They must tell you what they're going to do to you beforehand. Look, that one has an eye patch on. That one has scars. It's like Frankenstein. And notice how it's almost subliminal. It's not real obvious. It's all hidden in plain view.
I can't enter. They'll kill me, but there is one with the eye patch up there as well.
God help us.
This is all around the building. I mean, let's be clear. This is all around the barbed wire building here, all of these. There's like hundreds of them.
And notice, this is like the mass hallucination of the globalists, where everyone's getting ugly and fat and getting cancer and zits all over us and just disease and just, and then it's just like they're just showing you what they're doing to you, going, it's ugly, it's sexy, hurt yourself, because they know subconsciously you know the truth. By the way, I've had dinner with top PR psychologists and psychiatrists that work for major, one of them worked for one of the biggest cereal companies. I was up in Minnesota once with Ted Anderson, and we had dinner with a radio station owner who worked for these people. And when they called him in and told him what they wanted him to do, you know, it was in confidence. I shouldn't even go this far because it'll, that was like 12 years ago. He may not even be alive now. He was really old, but I looked it up. He was talking about Smurf cereal and then the Smurf show that, and he, what they were trying to do to the kids with it. And I'm not allowed to say because it was in confidence. I'm just, the weapons they use. I mean, this is a Twilight Zone I'm living in, man. They got skulls and mutated babies all around the McDonald's, and it's officially their stuff. I mean, Anthony, can we handle this? Because I ain't loving it.
No, I mean, you think about the reality. These people are shoving themselves full of the food chemicals, sure, but then look, there's skulls all around next to these deformed babies. I mean, it's just such a warped sense of existence. And look at all these people inside. The line, they said, is 30 minutes to an hour long sometimes, all to get their Big Macs. And they're sitting in there. It's like super hot out here and humid, disgusting, and kind of raining. They're just sitting in line waiting to get their Big Macs. And there's just skulls.
I want to go talk to these young women here. Do they think McDonald's is trendy, or do they understand how serious it is? Let's go talk to them, and then maybe somebody can take it over camera for Jakari so we can talk to him later. I want to talk more to Rex.
I'm also running this camera as well.
But okay, well, let's go talk to those young ladies that I just saw on camera. Or is that another shot?
They didn't want to get on camera. Hey, what do you guys think of McDonald's?
McDonald's is good. I like their french fries. I don't like their hamburgers, though.
Well, do you know what's in the food you're eating?
No, and I kind of don't want to know.
Well, what if I told you there was chemicals that could actually cause birth defects, make you sick, give you cancer?
Then I wouldn't eat it anymore.
Really? You wouldn't eat it anymore?
No.
Here, can you come over here? We have a pamphlet showing what's in the actual food.
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. Here, come on over here. Let's see if this young woman is actually fazed by what's in this. I know Donald is over here being a serious celebrity, but we need some pamphlets for this young lady. Do you have a pamphlet, Donald? This young lady does not believe that there is stuff in the food, and she would love to know, because she says she will not eat it if she realizes there are carcinogenic chemicals inside.
Here we go.
Let's go through the list together.
This is from McDonald's.com.
This is all from McDonald's.com. It's a chemical compound found in yoga mats. And why do we keep saying yoga mats over and over again? It's not just for shock value. This is actually a plastic-based chemical that is, of course, used in their bread. And then also the GMOs. You know what GMOs are? It's okay if you don't.
Genetically modified.
There we go. And it's not just something that's selective breeding, as they would like you to believe. They use a massive multi-billion-dollar machine to splice genes and admit they have no idea what it's doing. Over the next 10 to 100 years, we'll actually know if we're going to be completely sterile and ruin our lives. We know that it kills kidney cells and liver cells and damages your gut flora and destroys your intestines. And this is what McDonald's is selling you. And then the chicken McNuggets contain an anti-foaming agent used in Silly Putty. And then don't forget propylene glycol, which isn't even on here because they don't admit that on their site that we found. But it is an antifreeze-based chemical that's in electronic cigarettes and is closely related to butane.
That's crazy.
Does that appetize you?
No, not at all.
Does that make you feel a little bit different about going in there and getting that Big Mac?
Yeah, but I'm not going to get a Big Mac. I just want fries. Do they have nasty stuff in fries?
They have nasty stuff in everything.
All right, thank you.
You got it. And we're just talking to people because isn't it interesting, though, that...
Ask her who else gives you free stuff and give her the answer, drug dealers.
Yeah, who else gives you free things to get you hooked and addicted?
I mean, a lot of...
Drug dealers. And you know why they do that?
Why?
So your lifetime client. Because sugar, on average, by the way, is more addictive than cocaine. Pull those studies up, too. It is more addictive than cocaine. They load everything with sugar, but then there's MSG, which is basically an excitotoxin, which makes your brain essentially think that it's having...
Anthony, ask Cupcake, because she looks like a sweet, nice person.
Keep going.
Ask her where she's from.
Where are you from?
I'm from California.
You come here for South By?
No, I go to school out here.
Oh, okay. Do you eat at McDonald's often?
No, I don't. There's not a McDonald's near my university.
What do you think about our friend Donald McRonald over there?
You mean Ronald McDonald?
No, this is Donald McRonald. He's his more conscious brother. He's not a fan.
But they're both sons of Ted Bundy.
Okay. I mean,
he's related to Ted Bundy and John Wayne Gacy.
It's John Wayne Gacy. Sorry, he's the clown. Yeah, put him on screen.
Yep, he's over here. Let's go see what he's up to.
Can we put John Wayne Gacy, Donald McRonald's father, on screen, please?
Also, there's silicone breast implant fillers in the chicken nuggets, so you're eating a boob job. Yay!
It is actually true.
Silicone's good here, not here. Okay? That's bad.
Not to mention that McDonald's could actually say it's vegan, basically, because it contains zero real meat.
Hey, that's not real beef! They actually own a company called 100% Beef, so they can actually put in whatever they want.
That's very true. I'll admit it, on McDonald's.com, the best source for debunking why McDonald's is supposed to be healthy.
The company they own. And with that company, they can put fillers in it. And fillers are all kinds of evil, bad things, like GMOs and silicone breast implant fillers and silly putty and yoga mats.
But it's good for you, Donald.
I know. I'm pretty,
it doesn't matter. It tastes good. That's
I'm
what matters.
I'm racist because I don't like GMOs.
Well, it's just like if you were to be on heroin.
McDonald's sucks.
And you told someone
now those girls are bummed out because they don't want. Now those girls are bummed out because they wanted a free lunch. Hey, go talk to that lady. Go back to the other camera shot. She looks like she wants to talk. There's a blonde right there looking at you. Where is it? Go back. She turn around. She was laughing and pointing at you. There she is right there. Go talk to her.
Hey, what do you think about McDonald's?
See what she thinks.
Yeah, pretty enthused over here.
It's just interesting because I never eat McDonald's at
Skip
all.
This break.
I did a couple of hours ago after an event last night at South by Southwest. And then
did you regret that?
I regret it. So I'm looking at him going, regret eating it, but it tasted so good. And once a year is not bad.
So you admit it's like basically a drug.
What tasted good?
The McDonald's. She said it's absolutely terrible. We're live,
so
by the way.
She thinks like dead possums taste good?
It's not a drug.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
But you admit it's kind of addicting.
Calgary.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from South Africa, but I live in Calgary.
Ask her about all the weird skull babies over there.
Come over here for a second. I want to show you something. But I talked to someone from South Africa. Come over here. We're going to look at these weird skulls surrounding this area of the barbed wire compound. I talked to someone from South Africa yesterday, and he said everyone there pretty much knows that McDonald's is garbage and that they will not eat it. Do you find that to be true?
I really don't know.
He said, basically, everyone knows it's giving cancer. Come over here and look. Look at these skulls, these weird deformed babies with one eye and these skulls on the ground. What do you think about that? Does that appetize you?
No, it's kind of weird. I'm just trying to make sense of it all.
Why do you think they're there?
I really don't know.
Why do you think they all have vision issues? They all have patches on their eyes, and they all have huge bellies and guts and mouths pouring out of their stomach. What do you think that's about?
They're, like, revolting against.
Doesn't it kind of look like a nuclear accident? These deformed babies. And
see, vampires have to tell you this way, Hades. It's a spiritual law, folks. We're dealing with Satanists. Go ahead.
It's like a no trespassing sign. It's basically saying, look, this is a skull at the bottom of a restaurant.
It's like a skull on a bottle of poison, a rat poison. They're telling you.
Yeah, it's like the X's on an alcohol bomb.
McDonald's put skulls on entrance. I mean, you know, they're letting you know.
I mean, could it be any more? I mean, she's laughing about it. She's saying, absolutely, you're right. Could it be any more obvious? There is skulls on the entrance of this building, which is also
smart. And it rings it. It rings it. The bloated dead babies.
Yeah, there are bloated dead babies all over the sign. We're going to show you over here again. Here, she actually believes me, but she just can't believe it. So we're going to show some more.
I thought she really came from the Amazon. What is she, about 6'3"?
Maybe 9 feet tall. But, I think that she's actually, everyone's following now looking
ask
at
her if she's from Dutch Afrikaner stock. She might.
Are you Dutch?
Yeah, I need to go see. I'm going to go see Jimmy Kimmel.
What's that?
I'm going to go see Jimmy
Kimmel. Oh, you can go see Jimmy Kimmel. We want to talk to him, too.
I love him.
She said she was Dutch?
Yeah, she is Dutch, and she's going to see Jimmy Kimmel.
Smart I am, folks. I know, like, every region you name is. I mean, I'm not bragging. I just know what I'm talking about.
We can say goodbye. Thank you for looking at dead children with me on McDonald's. Doesn't that make you feel good about eating it? I really appreciate that. You know what? I think I actually want to thank McDonald's for letting me know what happens.
Well, they have to. God doesn't let them do otherwise. They have to follow the rules, or they get big-time problems.
Skulls.
See, we figured out the whole enemy code, folks. We got the enemy code, folks. I mean, are people going to listen to us? We've got the enemy code. All week I've been talking about, and last week, about the enemy code everywhere. Let's see what Rex thinks about all this, or anybody else who wants to talk to us.
Here, let's talk to Jakari. He's right near me. Is that all right? Let's do that. Jakari.
You tell he didn't eat a McDonald's.
About the skulls on the front. Obviously, you don't eat
McDonald's. I thought that was really weird when I first came up here. Because of all the things that you would think to see at a McDonald's restaurant, you see all the childish-looking skulls, the things with eye patches, scars on their faces. And also, I think you took a look, Anthony, over this way when you saw the McDonald's truck. You guys can see it right there on my shot. And that's where they're cooking all the food. Everybody seems, they at least hear us out, you know.
He's cooking almost sardonically, of course.
Yeah, of course they do. And the people we've met out here, they're at least receptive to hear what we have to say. A lot of them say, yeah, I know, I don't care. Which is kind of interesting to me that so many people would know and still choose to eat it regularly. You know, you always have your people who do it for indulgence purposes. But, you know, this is a good crowd, a good receptive crowd. We had an incident a little bit earlier when an officer tried to, he didn't try, he gave Biggs a ticket. Or should I say, Donald, whatever his name is, Donald McDonald.
Got a ticket for bullhorning out here. But the cops were overall cool. They were pretty annoyed. The South by officials kept coming by and trying to get us all arrested for trespassing when we're on a public sidewalk.
That's exactly right.
Looking at skulls.
Yeah, and that's what's going on out here. A very odd scene, indeed.
Let's find, looking for Rex, I think he was so intrigued that he may, along with a few others, try to enter and may have been successful.
So he's been sent into the bowels, the literal bowels of the skull pit.
And yes, he's on a key mission to retrieve a Big Mac because we are absolutely destined to get one. And absolutely not eat it on camera.
Well, when you got the Denver dead baby mural that made so much interest, they painted over it. We need to, take some HD photos of this and do a whole story about the cryptic skulls on the McDonald's. Cryptic skulls and deformed babies advertise McDonald's goodies.
It's a warning sign for what you're about to experience.
Well, I'm telling you, folks, when you eat fast food like I did some back in college and stuff, you're hungry an hour later, you feel weird, it's like a drug. These additives have psychoactive effects, excitotoxins, it's in the medical literature, but they're called additives so they get away with it. Just like cigarettes have additives to make it more addictive, that's what's going on with this. That's the big conspiracy. That's why we obsess. They try to change it to just fat and sugar's the problem. No. The problem is additives in Frankenfood and things that aren't natural. You need fat. It makes your brain operate better. You get Alzheimer's if you don't get it enough. So many old people get Alzheimer's because they don't eat enough good cholesterol. Anthony, you're an expert on this. You've interviewed many medical doctors on the fact, heading up Natural Society, StoryLeak.com, and working with InfoWars.com. Speak to that briefly.
I think about Russell Blaylock, MD, who talks about excitotoxins and MSG derivatives and aspartame derivatives and basically the Chinese food syndrome, as they called it, which was basically just anecdotal evidence because Chinese food did it and had MSG. Well, McDonald's has very similar things that are actually worse, and it's a compendium effect because of all the other additives that are in their food. So what happens is, as we see by this skull here, when you eat the McDonald's food, you get a sensation rush in your brain that releases dopamine-type compounds, and you feel really, really, really good, like you just did something. Ultimately, over time, though, like a drug, as you said, you'll basically dismiss any negative things that someone says. So if I say there's crap, you're eating garbage, they'll say, well, yeah, I know, but they secretly need it to justify their dopamine addictions. And that is why they make so much money, and then you end up looking like this skull here. And all the MDs that I've talked to that I know personally and spoken to and interviewed and everything like that, they all agree this is way beyond just, fats and macros and sugars, and oh, it's so funny. This is a weaponized effect by marketing.
Well, look at that arm. That arm has, like, smallpox. So they're getting ready that it's cool to have red pus balls all over you, children. Eat it.
But these people sit around in marketing rooms for, like, 16 hours a day and obsess on it and do drugs to keep them awake and think about how to psychologically target literal babies.
Well, what they do is they say these are unhappy yuppies with college degrees that can't get a job, and these are failures. I mean, I've been around these people in some of these marketing meetings where I've been involved in other stuff, and I'm literally disengaged, and they go, we're going to use a subliminal of death and dead babies because people know they're trash, and they want to see it when they feel like crap going in there to get this. So we'll just, and it's trendy to be to fail and just be a total slacker, and the next level of slacker is that pus balls all over you. And dead babies, yeah, like those DU dead babies. Let's see what they look like. Yeah, make it look like that. Put it in their face. Now let's go take some drugs. Yeah, hail Satan. Overdrive. Dr. Vale. Toto has been released.
Radio Network.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.